In this bulletin, Australians cast their ballots on Election Day. Missouri becomes the latest US state to restrict abortion. And rugby union star Israel Folau considers appealing the decision to terminate his contract. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has talked up the benefits of multiculturalism as he made a final pitch to voters. Both major parties believe the final result in today's federal election will be decided by 20 key marginal seats. Mr. Morrison has told SBS News a re-elected coalition government would invest in social cohesion.
Australia is the most successful immigration nation on earth. We are the most successful multicultural society on earth, and our policies are all designed to bring Australians together. As we manage population growth, a key part of our plan is actually to invest in the social cohesion of our communities. Chinese community, there's 1.2 million Australians of Chinese heritage. I was with them just this week in Sydney, and I talked about the importance of their links to their Chinese heritage and how important that was for our broader relationship.
Around 250,000 new Australian citizens will vote in today's federal election, the most at any election in history. Data from the Australian Electoral Commission and Department of Social Services shows more than 10,000 former refugees will be voting for the first time. Spokesman for Migrant and Refugee Settlement Agency AMES Australia, Laurie Noel, says refugees and migrants relish the chance to vote and play a part in the political process.
They see voting as a validation of their place in Australian society, and it gives them a sense of belonging. Many of these people, especially the refugees, have come from places where perhaps they don't have a vote, or the act of voting could be extremely dangerous. So we find that most new citizens really relish the opportunity to take part in the political process, and they take it very seriously.
Visiting the Pacific Island nation of Tuvalu, UN Chief Antonio Guterres has expressed his solidarity with the community battling climate change. Mr. Guterres witnessed the sea barrier built to prevent high waves and also heard the concerns of Tuvalu's government. He says the direct existential threat due to climate change is most pronounced here.
Those that are still causing the problems that affect Tuvalu, I understand that they need to change. They need to change in their energy policies, in their transportation policies, in the way they manage their cities, in the way they're using fossil fuels.
Missouri has become the latest U.S. state to pass restrictions on ending a pregnancy. The Missouri House has passed a bill banning abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected. The bill also does not allow exceptions for rape or incest, only permitting abortion in cases where the mother's life is in danger. Democrat member of the Missouri House of Representatives, Barbara Ann Washington, says there's an important reason why she supported the bill.
I have family members who are pro-life, and I am not against them. I am an African-American person from a religious family, from a culture that is pro-life. But we are also pro-choice, because the choice, this is about a woman's choice. And if we choose to make someone have a child, we should also choose to give them the tools to bring their child to a productive life.
And to sport, advocates for members of the LGBTI community say the employment contract dispute involving Rugby Australia and Israel Folau has been damaging for members of their community. Israel Folau has until Monday to appeal an independent panel's decision to terminate his four-year, $4 million contract over controversial social media posts. Folau last month posted a biblical quote which said, "Drunks, homosexuals, adulterers, liars, fornicators, thieves and atheists would go to hell unless they repented." Anna Brown from Equality Australia says it's a complex issue that has had impacts on members of the LGBTI community.
I don't think there's been any question about Israel Folau's right to say these things. This is a contractual matter, ultimately. But as an organisation that supports LGBTI people, what we're mindful of is the impact of what Israel Folau has been communicating, and that means thinking about his position as a role model and as someone with an enormous platform, and the impact of what can be really harmful words when it comes to vulnerable LGBTI people.
And now a look at today's weather. In Perth, sunny 17, Adelaide becoming cloudy 23, Melbourne sunny 20, Hobart partly cloudy 18, Canberra sunny 20, similar conditions in Wollongong 21, Sydney sunny 23, Newcastle also sunny 24, Brisbane a possible shower 25, Cairns a shower or 2 28, and Darwin a possible shower or storm 31. This is SBS News.